Hello?
Hi, is this Frank?
Yes.
Hi, Frank. Good to speak with you. This
Hi.
Is Paul. Hi, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We've spoken a couple of times over the last couple of weeks regarding branding your business directly on Google, something that you were interested in. Just wanted to follow up with you and see if this might be better timing to get that set up for you.
Yeah, I have some questions. Right now I'm not ready, but I have some questions.
Okay.
My thing is all set up, remember, with that other company called
Innovation High Tech, right. Yeah, they got your
pin. So what happened? Yeah, I'll give you the quick story. I told Mike, I think it was, right, in your company. I was talking to Mike, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So this guy, Melvin, they set everything up, and then he says, because we wasted time, and it was all about because he asked me to pay them through PayPal, and I was like, how come? Nobody ever does that. So then I didn't trust him. Then I waited like 20-something days. He says, if you would have taken action, you know, we had miscommunication. I said, no, it wasn't so much miscommunication. It's because how you asked me to pay you. That's why through the red flag. But anyway, now I had and everything is done. And then he says, now because of all that timing that we wasted all that time, now Google changed it to where they need a live video. So I made the live video, right? Like only about 2 weeks ago. I don't know. Something like that.
Okay.
Made the live video. I don't hear nothing from him because he said he was under the weather, whatever. So he talked to me again and he says, let me see if something happens, you know, if we need more help from you, we'll call you. So then he calls me and he says, okay, now we're going to go set up your thing. Yeah, I can log in and everything. So if I go with you guys can have my access and so you can fix things or whatever. But so the video I submitted, you know, it was live and I guess it was good. And now he tells me, well, in order to put you on Google, now on the first page, now we need one more thing from you. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, you need to verify yourself in one of these ways. So Google had sent him something, I guess, or he made a, I don't know, he sent me something from Google, said, I need to have a bill showing my electric or my water or something or my registration for the business. I don't have any of it. And I told him that in the beginning. So if I would have told you guys, you might have told me, well, then don't pay us yet because you do need to be registered first or else you can't appear on Google pages because they're not going to let you. So now I got to go do more homework because according to him, I can't be registered, certified because I need more stuff. I said, in Illinois, you don't need a license for power washing. So you should have told me that in the beginning, that not create all this and make me pay you. And then he says, what? We can fix it. Give me another $250 for the month. I said, no, I'm not giving you no more money. So, short story, Paul, I didn't get nowhere with all that stuff, and I do have my page, but nobody can find me, and I already paid the money.
That happens a lot with these Google resellers. You know, it all sounds kind of similar. You know, we're going to get you on Google and things like that. But then really all they do, and it seems like he struggled even with that, is get you verified. And I mean, honestly, business owners can still do that on their own, although it's kind of complicated and you know, frustrating. But, you know, with only that verified listing, it's like a digital business card. I mean, people still need to know the name of your company. They need to be looking for you directly for them to find that. And that's not what you want. You want people to find you just because they're in your service area and are looking for someone who does what you do, someone who's going to be typing in keywords related to your services. That's what you want. That's where you want your business to be, to pop up for people who need you. And the exact moment they're looking for someone to call, you need to be there on that first page without them having to know the name of your company. So
exactly, because who's going to know that, Paul? I mean, that's the whole purpose. Power wash, my whole point is there. Power washing companies near me. That has to pop my name. And nobody's going to know I exist, Frank's Power Washing.
They wouldn't be looking for you directly.
I can have a website that is full. But it doesn't help me if I have a website. He says, you give me $250. That's what he told me, Paul. He told me, another $250 for just that, I'll get you a website. I said, I can get me a website for $18 for the whole year through GoDaddy. I can just call it BrainsPowerWashing.com and I'll have a website in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done it before. I'm not stupid at that. I'm stupid at listing myself on Google because I don't have a clue about those things.
You're an expert at doing what you do, and we don't expect people to know the ins and outs of what we have to do or, you know, the hoops that we sometimes have to jump through. I mean, you know, we are Google partners, so we've been working with Google's back-end team for a long time. Little hitches and glitches and hiccups when we're getting our clients PIN verified, those are easily remedied and smoothed out. Whereas, you know, for business owners or for these Google resellers, something like that becomes an issue. A lot of times these companies too, I mean, they're like the cable company. They're going to nickel and dime you for this and that and everything else. This is a fee. That's a fee. Going to cost you a little bit extra if you want that and things like that. It just gets confusing, you know. I mean, everything we do is value added. I mean, we charge a flat rate on a month to month basis, and it's all inclusive. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. There's no cost per click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits, or anything like that. I mean, we do build websites for our clients that don't have websites, and I think I mentioned to you that we would actually be able to include a website here for you at no additional cost. So it's a comprehensive package, and really all you need to do is answer the phone when it rings. It's our job to make sure people find you. You know, they don't have to know your name, the company name, but they're looking for, like you said, power washing near mirror, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, deck wash, sidewalks, driveways, whatever they're typing
in.
All
those keywords are important because if you need a patio wash, you're not going to say power wash my siding, but I still need to be able to be found, like, to power wash pavers or a driveway or a sidewalk or a siding.
Exactly.
That's important.
It is important because it's a job that you're willing to provide. You want people in your service area to know that you can provide that service at a fair price. And that's what we do. And that's what we've been doing for almost 20 years. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. Personally, I've been with the company for over 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. So I know that our service works. I've got clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we actually have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. You know, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. So we are a Google partner. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. We'd certainly be able to iron out any problems that you have with the verification process. But even more than that, we create the additional content to get you on that first page. And do keep in mind that this particular package, while it was cut in half as far as the cost goes, we are saving you $300 a month. But there is still the $100 of Facebook ads included in that package. So that part of it has not been reduced. And that's important. Those are those retargeting ads. So let's say, you know, someone goes on Google, they type in best residential power washer near me. Later on that day, later on that week, they go on their Facebook page, just scrolling through in their downtime. Your business will pop up as one of those top recommended options. Those retargeting ads will remind them, if they haven't called anybody yet, they have to call somebody. So that's included in that package. Everything's included.
How does that connect to a particular person that searched for companies to power wash on Google and then they get targeted with my ad through Facebook? How do they connect that? Like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's pretty impressive. But, you know, Google tracks everything. If you start typing in something, let's say you type in the letter P and you accidentally hit enter, it's going to track the fact that you typed in the letter P for whatever reason, right? It tracks everything. So it'll know if that person was in your area looking for what you do. And then, of course, we're Google partners and Meta partners, so everything we do is connected. You'll be popping up actually on those Facebook pages. Whether someone did an initial search on Google or Bing or not, your Facebook page will have ads for you, and it's going to have your website attached. It's going to give those people the reasons to call you, and it's just another great way to reach out to people, you know, whether they're doing an active search or not. You'll have your bases covered. Someone going on Google or Bing on their smartphone or computer, actively trying to find a number to call, trying to find the right company to call, you'll pop up. Even if they're just in your area, scrolling through their Facebook page, whether they have done a Google search or not for your services, they would have a chance to see your ad. I mean, people are having folks over for summer parties. The holidays are right around the corner. Most people want to make sure that their place looks nice, especially when the holidays come around. You've got, you know, family members that you haven't seen for a year and they're coming over for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or whatever. You know, you want the place to look nice. You want to get rid of that stain that's on the sidewalk or whatever it might be, right? So it's a great time to get your business out there. Perfect opportunity for you to field those phone calls and do those jobs. Like I said, I can't wear a black eye for anything that the other company did. And, you know, you're not the first person to kind of tell me that they had issues or concerns with what turns out being like just a Google reseller, which is what Innovation High Tech they're actually a Google reseller. So as the name implies, they can sell and resell the exact same service to business owners and their competition. And they say, we're going to get you on Google, you know, but really all they're doing is verifying your listing. And like I said, that's not what you want. You don't want to be, you know, in the back pages where someone may or may never find you. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be relying on somebody who already knows the name of your company or gets recommended to you directly by someone who's used your services before. You just want to have someone who doesn't know the name of your company but needs pressure washing or power washing. They type in those keywords, they find you, they find your website, they call you. That's exactly what you need, and that's the service that we provide here. Now, I was actually looking through the notes here, and then, you know, John Kyle, who you spoke with before, I mean, he's on a leave of absence still, but he did price this at $249. He might have had to talk to our boss about that, because that's actually the friends and family rate.
He did it also because he knows I'm retired Navy and trying to help.
Absolutely. Yeah.
These areas where I live, and he knows these areas. So we really connected pretty quick with that because he knows all my areas over here.
Yeah. He's a good guy, and he knows his stuff. And I mean, if he put it in the notes, I'm actually going to be able to honor it, you know? And that's even $50 less than what I would have offered for you. But it makes sense, you know, retired Navy and everything like that. So, I mean, I definitely, I can appreciate his efforts to make that as affordable for you as possible. Best part about it, that's the rate that starts and the rate that sticks, the rate that stays. It would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount too. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small jobs, it would just be that flat rate. In this case, what's officially in our system as friends and family, the $249 is an exact amount. There would not be a setup fee on top of that, so that's your initial out-the-door cost. And then we could even build a website for you at no cost.
So, talking about a few things, build a website will take maybe a few days. I don't mind. I don't care about that. But why would it be called? Will I have to come up with a name or what? You mean a website with pictures. You don't mean a website domain. You don't mean that part. Where you're going to load up videos and pictures and all that stuff.
Right. That's all we need from you. We take care of the rest. Exactly. We get the domain. We create the content. You know, we would want you to email us photos so we can use those photos. If you've got like a mission statement or slogan that you want on your website, of course, you know, we'll put that in there too. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. But if not, we will create one for you. It's our job to create all of that content, but we will talk to you first. You know, we'll want to make sure, you know, that we're building that website the way you want it to turn out, right? That we're, you know, putting the things on there. We'll talk about photos and things like that. Of course, your services, your service area. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Do you do soft wash? Do you do roof wash?
Yeah, I don't know anything about why people will call soft wash. Pressure wash is pressure wash to me. I've seen people's postings, and then I learned that soft wash was like with some chemicals that shouldn't even be called soft wash. Soft wash is like not too much pressure close to the
house,
whatever. To me, that would be soft wash. Just like clearing out some debris from the back patio, but not pressure washing.
Yeah.
You know, just like clearing out the mud and the dirt, the superficial stuff, not deep cleaning.
Yeah, no, like just put your finger over the hose and do it yourself. No, I agree with you.
That would be soft wash, but they don't call that soft wash, surprisingly to me.
Right. I mean, it's just something that people search for. So I wanted to know if that's a keyword. Like, we were talking before about
not
that client
really.
Interview. Yeah, if it's not something you want to be listed for.
Not really, Paul, because most people just call it pressure wash. I need my siding pressure wash. I need to pressure wash my driveway.
Exactly.
I need a cold, blah, 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 whatever, you know. But not a lot of people ask for soft wash.
Yeah. No,
I just go and research that and see exactly what it is on YouTube videos like tonight. And see if I want that. Gutter cleaning, I'm not doing yet because I told Melvin, the other company, I don't have a van and long ladders that reach. I'm in my sedan.
Yeah.
I carry my things in my back seat, all my hoses in the trunk, so I don't have a van that I can carry long ladders to start gutter washing, you know, inside the gutters I'm talking. We wash outside the gutter. Of course, that's part of the siding in the house, but
exactly.
We don't clean gutters right now.
Not inside the gutter. not at this point. If that ever changes, let us know, because we can always add new content, new photos. We can add new services and things like that. There's never any additional cost for us to do that. So, I mean, it sounds like the timing is ideal for you. Now, take that listing and move it to the first page. Get your phone ringing and things like that. And then when we do get your phone ringing, Frank, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the business number, right? This is the one you want.
Yeah, right now. I might change it later.
Okay. And again, if you have to change
it later,
that's okay.
Yeah, because I'm moving to the west coast of Florida, and there I like to have a local number, which it might be 858, I think, in Pensacola. I'm not sure yet, but it's 8-something.
Okay. Yeah. So if that ever changes, let us know. But for now, I've got the 773-242-0346. That's still accurate.
Yes, this is a Chicago number. But what I wanted to ask you is, right now, we don't need to focus on building the website in order to put me on the first page, right? I mean, let's say now, I was looking through my password book that I have here in my backpack, but I don't have my password, so I can give it to you so you can check out my site right now. I did submit that live video that day, like 2 weeks ago, like I told you, but then it said, okay, thank you for submitting the video, whatever, and then mm-hmm. Melvin asked me, so what do you see now on your phone? I said, I see that it says, what are your hours or what's your company's name?
Yeah.
So I said, that out. I can, you know, change the hours right away like a nap, you know. So that was cool.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
And that's where I got stuck, because then he says, oh, you know what? We need one more thing. 2 days later or something, he says, we need one more thing. You need to send me records or something to do with your electricity or your registration of your company. I said, I told you in the beginning, I don't have none of that. So now pretty much I did all this for nothing.
That's
because
weird.
I just paid you money and I'm not on Google's pages. Because you can't verify me again.
Yeah, that's weird. And I don't know if he was just, you know, kind of doing some sort of bait and switch type of thing, trying to get more money out of you and things like that. But I mean, that stuff's not even necessary. I mean, Google's given us a list of things that is helpful and even not required, and that's not even on that list. I mean, you know, things like, you know, a photo of your work vehicle, if you've got one, you know, where you do business, obviously, you're service-based, so you go out to the customer. They don't expect you to have, like, a brick-and-mortar showroom or anything like that.
Right, and he had me do a video of all that, like my street name, walk around to the apartment to show the apartment number, my power washers in my shed, and then I had to show my business card on the video. So it took me, like, 2 minutes for a block, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
So you are, so this is true, I guess, because of you're saying yes, so that this happened.
No, the video, the video verification process is a little bit, I mean, it does sometimes take it, to the next level a little bit faster, but it's also more difficult, more challenging. And it is something that Google is moving towards, moving away from the PIN card where they used to just mail out a PIN card, got a 5-digit PIN inside, you give us the PIN and we verify it over the spot. Now, I mean, that does take time to the U.S. Postal Service and things like that, but it is a lot of times it's easier. And sometimes, especially for these Google resellers, when you hit a snag, you have to resubmit a video or things like that. Sometimes that PIN verification process through the Postal Service can even be faster. But I mean, you've gotten already, unfortunately, what was kind of a unpleasant experience, kind of long and drawn out, and they asked you for more money and things like that. I mean, at least you've already got that process taken care of. That does make it a lot easier for us. It makes it faster. I mean, we kind of pick up the ball and keep on running with it. I mean, that's kind of what you want, because that Google listing by itself doesn't get you over the goal line, right? It doesn't get your phone ringing. So you need to take it to the next level and do that next amount of programming for your company. Now, the business is service-based, right? The address that I see is an apartment E on Nantucket Drive, but, like, customers don't come to you, right?
No, never. Well, they don't need to. It's not that kind of business. Hey, we're not a dentist office.
No, of course, exactly. You're a service-based business where you go out to the customer, you provide that service, no one ever comes to you, and that's how Google expects things to be. They don't expect you to have a brick-and-mortar location or a showroom or anything like that. And of course, they expect your business to be run out of the home or run out of the truck. So I definitely think this is going to be great.
I got a question. What do I do right now? Let's say tomorrow I call you, and I can give you my password to log into my Google account for this business. You log in, you check it out, see what else I need. Do I need to register it? Do I need to? Because this takes, you know, a little time, a couple more days, and money. So then I can't even begin to pay you, because I'm not going to be able to be listed on Google, right, until I register my business or I show a bill with my business name. And why would I do that? My wife's got all the bills for the house on her name. So why would I list my business? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And that's not something that we require as Google partners. But like I said, there's a lot that we can do that a Google reseller cannot do. We talk to and work with Google's back-end team all day long, Monday through Friday. So we can definitely expedite that process, smooth out any wrinkles, or overcome any hiccups.
Right, so if I give you access tomorrow, you check it out and you tell me what else I need. But my other question is, it's already created, so pretty much I still have to pay you $250 for every month for how long? I mean, is there any time when my business is just going to keep on growing with a Google advertising page and I don't have to pay you guys anymore? I got to pay the rest of my life $250.
No. I mean, as long as you get things set up and things like that. I mean, for businesses that are looking to grow, looking to expand, always hiring, you know, creating more crews, expanding their service area, expanding their services and things like that. Those are businesses that want to scale their advertising up as their business scales up, and they do keep our service long term. A lot of our clients, once we get everything set up, once we get everything established, once we create all of that content, all of those different additional directories, the off-page optimization, once we get all of those directories set up and going forward. And then, of course, once you start getting phone calls and everyone who calls you hires you for a different job down the road, recommends you to their friends, then, of course, you've got that steady stream of customers coming in. You've got that deep and broad kind of relationship, that network with the potential customers in your service area. A lot of our clients will stop the service, or they'll pause it. You know, they might pause it for 3 or 6 months, and then they just turn it on when they need a little bit of extra work and things like that. So you can always pause the service at any time, or you can stop. You can stop the service altogether at some point, right? I mean, as long as your phone's ringing, you've got, you know, customers that are referring you, then, you know, obviously it's meant to suit the needs of your business. You get to the point that you're busy enough that you don't need the service. Like I said, you can stop altogether or pause it at any time.
Okay, that's very good. Now, right now, let's say tomorrow you log into my page, you see everything is good, the video I submit, everything is good to go. It's ready to go. How long till my page becomes live now? I mean, these guys have been working on this like a month, and it's ready to go. But now I'm going to hand it to you. How long do I have to wait for me to pop up on that first page with those keywords?
So that,
like 5 days, 7 days?
Right. Yeah, that's about the time frame that it takes for us to create the additional content that Google wants to see. That content gets indexed by the search engines and starts to improve your placement. So it does happen very quickly. I mean, it has to. It is, like I said, month to month. The Facebook ads too. They want us to say 7 to 10 business days. It's my experience.
Okay.
It is almost always less than 7 days. So it is designed to help get your phone ringing quickly. And of course, like
okay.
I said, it is designed for us to keep your phone ringing so we earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, you mentioned before that, you know, the budget's a little tight, and I definitely understand that. But it would be the flat rate, that $249 as an out-the-door cost. Obviously, once you are one of our clients, we get to work with you. We talk to Google's back-end team. We find out anything that needs to be done, and then we make sure that it is done properly and by Google's guidelines so that you are a verified listing on Google and Bing. We create the off-page optimization, the content to move that listing to the first page. We do run the Facebook ads and, of course, build out those websites. All of that stuff happens in that first week, so it is very quick.
So tomorrow is like the 18th. I forget what day is tomorrow. I'm not looking at my...
Yeah, tomorrow, yes, would be the 20th. Today's the
20th. So it'll run like, let's say tomorrow I pay you, it'll be to the 20th of September.
Correct, yeah. It bills once a month on the exact same date. So it would be $249. Whether you start it today or tomorrow, then it would bill a month from that date. Is
so
the $249 not available today?
Yeah, no, I'm saying you couldn't give me a break because of the fact that my stuff is already almost all done. All you got to do is give me some Facebook ads, and you couldn't do it for like half of the price for the first month just because of the fact that I already have my, that Google's, I don't know, how do you call it, this page that the guy...
The Google business profile, right, yeah. And I mean,
right,
That's just the first step. I mean, that's should be the easiest step. I mean, I don't know why this guy struggled with it so much, but like I said, a lot of times Google resellers do struggle with that, and they end up asking for more money and things like that. But I mean, that's something that we do, and we do it free of charge because it's a necessary step in the process of getting you on that first page of Google. So, you know, with us, that would have been taken care of quite easily and quite quickly, but I definitely understand, you know, the frustration that you experience going with the Google
Reader. Yeah, and what happened is that Melvin called me first, and then John called me, so I was like,
yeah.
I already made a...
You already had started that process. Right, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely understand that. I completely get it. But, you know, taking your business to the next level, creating all of the off-page optimization, all the content, all the directories that Google indexes, whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook that most people are aware of, or any of the dozens and dozens of other directories that are not well-known to the public, that's the content that we create. That's all the content that Google looks at when someone does a keyword search. It's called a search engine, not because people go on and search on their phone for something. Those are actually called queries. But it's called a search engine because Google searches the Internet. Every time someone goes online trying to find something, Google instantaneously searches all of the Internet for anything relevant, for whatever actually talks about the service provided, talks about the service area. So that content that we'll create, that's what's going to have your business pop up ahead of your competitors for things like power washing, pressure washing, you know, siding wash, whatever, sidewalks, driveways, whatever they type in, right? As long as it's a search phrase, that's what's going to have your company pop up. It's not the website. It's not the verified listing. It's all of the additional directories, all of that off-page optimization. So while it seems like it was like a very significant thing that finally did get accomplished, the Google verification, and I mean, don't get me wrong, it's an important step in the process. It's just basically that first step. So I definitely am glad that that step was completed. I mean, it's unfortunate that it took so long, that it was confusing, that it, you know, you ended up even spending more on it to get it set up. But I mean, obviously we can't wear a black eye for what happened with that other company. But there is still a lot of content. There's a lot of content that we have to create for you to get you on that first page. And like I said, John Kyle, whether it was the friends and family rate or if he talked to my supervisor about a veteran reduced price and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way that I could make it affordable for you would be to remove the Facebook ads. And if I remove $100 of Facebook ads, it would only drop the rate down from $249 down to $199. That's the lowest rate that we have for any of our services.
Just $50. Just $50. Yeah.
Not $100. Unfortunately, on January 1st was when
we
sunsetted that price.
You suggest
I suggest the Platinum package, which comes with the Facebook ads. The reduced rate that John Kyle got approved and that I can honor here, not $299, but $249. And again, you're still getting $100 of Facebook ads for the extra $50. I mean, the $199 package doesn't have Facebook ads on there. It would limit your service area to maybe about 10 miles, something like that. We don't want you to miss opportunities. One job more than offsets that extra $50. In fact, would even offset the entire $249. It's all about getting your company out there. Those Facebook ads are going to be a real good way to do that. And like I said, you get more bang for your buck. We stopped doing the local only campaign at $149. We stopped doing that on January 1st. Just because it takes us so much time and resources on our end, we would have to charge a full $299 setup fee for that $149 package. It ends up, you know, not being something that, you know, preferable for most business owners. We would prefer to waive the setup fee if we can, take the loss up front on our end just as an opportunity to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. But as of January 1st, even that local campaign with no Facebook ads, you'd still be looking at $199. So for the extra $50, you are getting $100 of Facebook ads. All the updates, all the bells and whistles. It's definitely a better package for you, and for the $50, it's well worth it.
All right, Paul, so what I get from all this, if I can do this tomorrow, this week, whatever, that day you take over, you log into my account, I give you my logon, you start doing it, I pay you, in about a week to 10 days, I should start popping up on Google, I'm thinking, right, maybe less than 2 weeks.
The Facebook ads are going to be done. The content is going to be created. Yeah, like I said, it has to happen fast. I mean, it's month to month for a good reason. We have to earn your business even in that first month. We've been keeping our doors open for almost 20 years by providing a quality service at a fair price. Our service works. Our clients see the increased phone calls. They keep the service because it's profitable. Like I said, that first month is critical for us. We have to get your phone ringing, earn your business, and keep you a satisfied client long term.
Right, and that's okay.
So
that's
I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Okay, my thing is just going to work. Yeah, let me talk to my wife because I'm still waiting on some money to be paid to me and all that stuff. And, you know, everybody's got bills, and we got some big bills, too.
Yeah, no, I get it.
She knows when we pay the bills. I don't.
I understand that.
It's going to be a different day.
Yeah.
I like to get my business, my phone ringing, all that stuff, all that good stuff. And when I move to Florida, I only have to call you guys and tell you where I like to pop up over there on the West Coast.
Correct. How far out is that move, or potentially, do you know?
Pensacola, Florida is about 900 miles south of Chicago.
No, how soon before you move, or how long before?
I'm thinking moving there at the end of October or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just let us know where you end up over there, and we'll switch everything over to Pensacola.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be hard, right? You just got to do some tweaks there. I don't know nothing about that, but what I do know a lot is how to put ads on Craigslist. I taught myself years ago. That's too easy for me now. I want to be on Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and all that stuff. Yelp. I mean, I have some credits for Yelp, but I don't even know how to use Yelp, so I never, you know, played around with that thing.
Right.
They said, like 300 credits.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we'll be doing here for you. So I think you're really going to love it. I think you're going to be successful. I'll give you a call tomorrow, and we'll get everything all set up.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know if I can do it or not. Right
yeah,
now,
yeah, no, wife, obviously you got to.
So she might tell me, not right now, that's 250. Yeah. You're already spending 250 with the other guy, and what'd he do? You didn't get nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll follow up with you tomorrow, see what your wife says. If it's good timing, we'll move forward.
Yes, Paul, I forgot if I had another question. No, that's pretty much it. I only thought about keywords like you said, you know, like pressure washers.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure washers near me, pressure wash in Willowbrook and Darien, pressure wash in Naperville, all these good areas. I want to be all over, over DuPage County. That's where I live. I'm not in
Cook
County. That's
perfect, yeah.
I'm in DuPage, west of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Great areas here.
Absolutely.
And people want to pay you here. They come with money in hand. Like, I'm finishing a job, 100%. And they come to give me the check before I'm even picking up the hoses.
No, I definitely hear you. So that's our job. We'll target those places. You're going to love it. Your wife's going to love it, too. I mean, you just got to let her know that we are a Google Premier partner. We've been doing it for 20 years. We'll target specific places where you want to be found, and you're going to be profitable with the service. Okay?
Yeah, you're right. And this company, the guy that was helping me, real nice guy to talk to, but like he said, we dropped the ball in the beginning because how he was trying to charge me, and then that delayed everything. But he was offering the same that you're talking about, the same things.
It sounds very similar, you know, we're going to get you on Google and things like that. The only way really to get the return on your initial investment, the money that you already spent, is to take it to the next level. Because right now, like I said, it's just a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your company. This is going to solve things. This is going to take what you've already got started, take that process. Like I said, we're going to pick up the ball and keep running with it for you. So I know that your wife might be a little bit frustrated or upset that nothing really came out of that initial investment, but this is how you make that money back. This is how you make that investment pay off for you. You let us take it the rest of the way. Something that only a Google partner can do, something that that we've been doing for almost 20 years. So you're going to see the success with us. I think your wife is going to love it. And like I said, it's month to month for a good reason. We got to get your phone ringing quick and keep it ringing, earn your business. So it is that just initial investment, that $249 to get everything set up and started. So I'll call you tomorrow. Hopefully your wife thinks it's good timing for you, and we'll get things set up for you. Appreciate your time again, Frank. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Bye now. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.